This is John Batchelor. More conversation with the grumpy economist, John Cochrane of the Hoover Institution, about the president's tax proposals. This one is about not taxing overtime. Sounds like a good idea. Well, it turns out it's not a good idea, and John lays out the reason. One of them is that it discriminates against women. How? John explains. Two of his colleagues at Hoover worked out the math using a Boston example. Not paying tax if you work overtime, it doesn't make it better, it makes it worse, John explains. More of this tonight.
Yeah, so the President Trump's proposal was to remove the tax on overtime, which that's the one that I like least. Because what it does is it gives an artificial incentive to say to your boss, rather than work 5 days a week for 8 hours a day, why don't I, you know, work two 20-hour shifts and then not come in at all? Well, that would cut your tax bill a lot. And that adds to, we have a lot of labor laws right now that force employers to pay you time and a half or double time for overtime. So there's a lot of businesses where people play this game, especially government businesses, of getting lots and lots of overtime. That's particularly damaging to, first of all, it's damaging to the business because people who are working 20-hour days are not as productive as people aren't. But it's particularly damaging to women, to people who have to take care of children, to men who want to go home and see their families, to people taking care of elderly people, to people who can't work 20-hour days. So back to Bolotny, they looked at the Boston subway system, which has a extremely gender-neutral pay scheme. There's absolutely no discrimination in how, in the rules of, you know, women get paid less than men, women get the same jobs as men, you know, beautiful job. But it has the government imposed overtime rules that you earn a lot more for overtime. And it turned out men were earning a lot more than women, not because of discrimination, not because of any different treatment, but simply because they were more able to say, honey, you take care of the kids. I'm going to go work the 2 o'clock in the morning shift than the women were able to do. So that's not an incentive. My proposal was, you know, if you want this, Mr. President, fine, but how about we trade it for getting rid of mandatory overtime pay and let's just get rid of this incentive to artificially bunch work and to have more flexible work for people who need more flexibility.